Hi, my name is Stephen Martile, and welcome.
This is an audio version of How to Stay Focused 10 Practical Ways. So in my last post, I wrote about how to stay focused when you feel like giving up. And what I had suggested is that there are two elements to building a long-term foundation to generating real powerful focus. And that is having a vision and having a life purpose. Now, I realize that's not something you're going to figure out overnight, and I'm a practical guy, so here are a few other suggestions. Here are 10 practical ways that you can stay focused. Okay, number one, choose one or two objectives for the year. Now, I think goal setting is really important. I also think that a lot of people set too many goals. And I spoke to a woman earlier this week. We have a mastermind together, and we started talking about business, and she seemed to be a little bit frustrated because she was sort of all over the place. And so I asked her, I said, well, how many businesses do you have? And she said, I have three. And I said, okay, in my case, I said, what's the most important one? And she said, well, this e-commerce business. I said, great. So, you know, that's the one she should be putting on her focus in. If you think about real powerful people, people have been very successful in a short period of time. They dedicated their focus in a single year to one or two things. So in that case, it would be like one company. You know, like for example, in my business, I focus all my time and energy on freedom education and building the aspects of that business. I focus on the coaching, on the blog, on the newsletter, and how to make it better and more valuable to people. And I focus on one project at a time. You know, I focus on one lesson at a time. Right now I'm building lessons in my coaching program, and I focus on one lesson at a time, one newsletter at a time. You know, by the end of the year, I have some financial targets, and in order to meet that, I have to set all these sort of goals below that financial target. You know, number of sales, number of clients, number of products sold. Those are all important things, but all I'm saying is that if you have three or four businesses at one time, it becomes really difficult to get advancement and progress in all four businesses at the same time. Think of it as having like four cars all out of a light. And you can only drive one car at one time. So you drive the first car and you start driving the car, and then you drive that about 300 feet, then you stop that car, then you go back all the way to the second car and you grab that car and you start driving that car, and you keep driving, and you get about 200 feet, then you stop and you get into the next car, and then the third car you drive about like 400 feet, and then you stop that car and you go back to the fourth car, which is way back at the beginning, and you drive that 200 feet. And you see, after a while, it's going to take a long time for all those cars to get moving. Now imagine you only had one car, and that one car you drive a kilometer. And then the next week you go another kilometer. See, by the end of the year, you're going to have gone so much further in one car, and it's all because of your focus and your attention. So that's why I suggest that you choose one or two objectives for the year. That's one way to develop real powerful focus. Number two, have a daily ritual. So I'm a coach, and I'm also a blogger, and I write. I have a newsletter. And since writing is really important to me, and it's the career that I chose, I write every morning regardless if I'm going to publish an article or not. So it's a daily ritual with me. Every morning I start, I have a couple other rituals, but one of them is writing. And this keeps me focused. You know, when I wrote my ebook, I was working full time, my ebook, The Genius Within You. And when I wrote that ebook, I was committed to having it done by a certain date. So what I did was I spent 30 to 60 minutes every morning after I went through my daily routine, my breakfast, and you know, did my visualization, and I wrote. It didn't matter if I had something to write or not. I just sat down and wrote. And what I found is that when I started writing, I had so many ideas coming out that, you know, I would come back to it later in the evening with all these ideas. And after 8 weeks, I ended up finishing writing that book. And it's a 16-page book. It's not that big. But the bottom line was I was able to get from start to finish in 8 weeks, only spending 30 minutes to an hour every day. So having a daily ritual is really important to accelerate your progress, but also to maintain focus. Number three, do the most important first. I love this quote. Am I inventing things to do to avoid the important? I have that posted in my office so that anytime I notice that I'm procrastinating, I realize I'm inventing things to do. And it works at the 80-20 rule. You know, 20% of your actions will get you 80% of your results. You know, if that's the case, then are you focusing on the 20% of your actions that will get you results? If not, why not? I mean, are you inventing things to avoid the important? You know, most cases you avoid the important because there is a fear of rejection or fear of failure related to these actions. And it's true for most people that because of the fear, we don't act on the actions that are the most important. You know, maybe you have a concern with other people will think or if you'll be accepted once you do it. You don't want to step outside of your boundaries. Well, how are you supposed to grow? You know, if you've mastered your life, you'll realize that it's not important what others think of you. It's more important what you think of you. You know, maybe you work an average of 40 hours a work week or maybe not. Maybe it's around that average. But are you taking the 20% of actions that produce results? And if so, maybe there is a way for you to work less and still get the same done. Consider it. Number four, be grateful. Now this one's real important as well because anytime you have doubt or worry, the fastest way to get back on track is to be grateful and appreciative for what you have. Now when you start to see the good around you, you expect more good. It's like Wallace Waddle said from The Science of Getting Rich. He said, "The grateful mind continually expects good things, and expectation becomes faith. The stronger and more consistent your gratitude, the greater your faith, and the more likely you will expect more good to come to you." It just makes sense, doesn't it? And the more you expect that good, the stronger your belief comes. You actually expect and believe that good things will come to you. So all I want you to keep in mind is that gratitude is the starting point of belief. So number five, give yourself daily quiet time. Now, I like the way John Ashworth puts it. He says, you want to slow down on the inside so that everything speeds up on the outside. Now, at first, that might seem a little contradictory, but let me explain what he means. So if you take a manual transmission car, for example, you shift from first gear to second gear, the engine actually slows down. But as the engine slows down, the car speeds up. As you shift from second to third, the engine slows down again, but the car speeds up even more. You want to slow down inside so that you can speed up on the outside. And that's why I make it a daily ritual. This is another daily ritual, but what I do is I actually do my breathing exercise every morning before I visualize. And it helps me become very calm of mind. I actually have a video that I created. It's called How to Quiet the Mind. And if you go down to number five, in the text version of this blog post, you'll see the link to How to Quiet the Mind. And it's a video of me giving you this specific instruction on how I quiet my mind every morning. Number six, eliminate noise. Environment will play a big role and affects your inner world. It can affect your mind, it affects your values, and it affects your beliefs. It affects everything that is part of your inner game. What I suggest is get rid of any noise or nuisances that distract you. If you want to do the heavy lifting, you have to trim the fat. And that means eliminating the distractions in your life that prevent you from staying focused. Such things as watching the news, listening to media via the radio, surfing the web, or checking email excessively. Now, I've gotten into the habit of checking email twice a day. I check it once around noon or around lunchtime and another time at night. I never do it first thing in the morning. I always do the most important stuff first. And I web surf typically an hour a day. And most of the time, it's for research or marketing. I don't spend a lot of time, you know, looking at other things outside of that. Number seven, take care of yourself. Now, for focus, you wouldn't think that this is that important for generating focus. But remember, in order to keep your mind healthy and your focus and attention on something, you have to keep the house that your mind's housed in healthy as well. You got to keep your body healthy and you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself, all areas of yourself. You have to remember that if you're going to stay focused, you must be able to perform. You can't perform unless you take care of yourself first. Make sure to include a daily or at least a weekly ritual to experience the things you really enjoy. In my case, that means playing hockey. I play 2 to 3 times a week, and I get to the gym 2 to 3 times a week. I read inspirational books regularly as well. These are things I really love to do. I also watch a movie the odd time, like once a week, because it really gets me, especially a real great story or good movie. You want to give yourself time to really do the things you really love to do. You take care of yourself, and you'll be able to take care of others. You can only give what you have. Number 8, visualize daily. You can make this part of your daily ritual. I spend a minimum of 5 minutes a day visualizing your ideal life in all areas, every area of your life. Like I said in my previous article, visualization is the magnet that pulls you along your path. It's so important, and it will make the difference between you succeeding and is because of your focus and not succeeding. Become magnetic with a dynamic vision for your future. Number 9, complete everything you start. Now, when you get to the end of something, what do most people do? Sometimes they stop before the finish line. Some people finish at the finish line. But what you want to do is you want to go right through the finish line. You want to make completions a habit. Finish everything you start. Incompletions do more damage than visible to the human eye. When you're incomplete in one area, it tends to fold in other areas as well. Incompletions are problematic. They tend to lead to a lack of integrity. I can honestly say this from my own experience. And it also lowers your self-confidence and lack of trust. Because if you don't do what you said you would do, the next time you declare or affirm or write down a specific commitment, how likely are you to trust yourself to do it? See, if you're always completing everything, then when you write down something, it's already done. You're going to do it. So completions are really important to maintaining your focus and being effective. If you don't trust yourself because you aren't completing things, how effective do you think you'll be? I got a great article on how to increase your productivity, and it talks about incompletions there and trust and building confidence. There's a link at the bottom again. Number 9, check it out. And the last one, number 10, develop your willpower. So willpower is one of your mental faculties. It's one of the faculties in your mind. And it's in The Science of Getting Rich, written by Wallace Wattles. He wrote 2 chapters on that concept alone, on willpower. So he must have thought it was really important. When you start your daily ritual, it's going to take willpower to stick to the routine. It's never easy in the beginning, I can tell you from my own experience, but with persistence, you will develop the mental power to stick to your daily habits and become very focused. To do that, you have to develop your willpower. And willpower is like a muscle. It gets stronger the more you use it. If your willpower is weak right now, just remember that Rome wasn't built in a day. Be patient, enjoy the process. To get started, burn this quote into your mind. Do something every day for no other reason than you'd rather not do it or don't feel like doing it. William James. Now, you could start by choosing some small daily ritual, like visualizing 5 minutes every day for 30 minutes a day. Now, it may be as simple as visualizing every day, but at the beginning, it's going to be difficult, or it won't be easy for you to maintain your focus while you're visualizing. But if you keep at it and stick to it and become persistent, you become stronger in that area, and you can use that as a foundation to build daily rituals and habits in other areas of your life. My name is Stephen Martile, and this is 10 Practical Ways How to Stay Focused. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you.